This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month. This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit betterhelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
This is CBS Sports Radio. I am JR. This is the JR Sport Brief Show. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. We're talking to hundreds and hundreds, or I should say broadcasting out to hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of stations all over North America. And everybody listening on the free Audacy app. That's AUDACY. If you're like me, you got the app on your phone. You walk around the house with it. You get in your car with it. You walk to work with it. A little weird when I walk into work and listen to the Audacy app because I'm at work listening to Audacy. I'm on the air right now. It'd be weird as hell if I turned on the Audacy app. Why would I do that? Here's a demonstration. Hey, Siri. Shut up. Oh, she didn't talk back. How about that? Don't talk to technology like me. It's a bad example. Anyway, if you want to talk to me, not technology, it's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can also get a hold of me at JR Sport Brief. We've had a busy show. We've talked about Jim Irsay. Doesn't know how to make sausage, but knows how to run a football team.
But I do know how to build a football team.
We've talked about Jerry Jones. He's like, I love Odell.
Odell is someone that we have all the appreciation in the world for.
I'm sure you have the appreciation of the world for him. I'm sure your team sucks. Well, your offense does. My apologies. Receivers aren't what you thought they would be. People have called and talked about the Miami Dolphins. Just had a caller, Ali. He's like, hey, we got a better passing attack than the Chiefs. I'm like, whoa, bro. Let's slow down. Let me know when Tua Tagovailoa morphs into Patrick Mahomes or beats him. And we got more to do. We're going to talk about Anthony Davis. We're going to talk about this college basketball coach. Shout outs to all the college basketball fans out there. The season is underway. Except for the guy who decided to quit on his team at the last minute. We'll talk about that squad. Dwight Howard is going to go play basketball for a team in Taiwan. And Kyrie Irving, he sat down to meet with Adam Silver. And so we've had a busy show. It will continue to be busy. And we got a lot of callers here. And I want to make sure that y'all have y'all say. So I will talk to you guys. And then I want to talk about Anthony Davis. I've seen him play a couple of times. Not as a Laker, though. I don't think I'm missing anything. 855-212-4CBS. Ramon is calling from Indianapolis.
Hey, how you doing, JR? Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate you. You summed up a lot of things there. Here in Indianapolis, we just look at, you know, we like Saturday, but they look at it as a clown show. It's just a PR move. Local reporters here are figuring that the owner is just more important with PR than anything else. I actually think myself that Saturday has playing with house money. If I'm him, I just let it all hang out and see what happens. and look at it as that. But it, I mean, it's been a clown show for a while, and that's generally what the locals are saying. I'm just upset. You know, I ain't gonna say upset. I'm just sad that people who may be able to get this team back in order, because him saying that he's happy he doesn't have any experience. Well, I'm a medical professional, and I've dealt with DNA testing and stuff like that. And I definitely wouldn't want a person who's not, I wouldn't want anybody any experience cutting on me or giving me an injection or anything like that.
You're a health professional that does DNA testing?
Yes, I've done DNA testing, and
like Mari Povich.
I used to do those paternity tests early on. Now I'm doing more birth defects and things like that. But it's so much training involved. You know, you got to have some experience to even understand what's going on. So I know he wants to hype up that he's happy to have any experience, but from my experience, even being a little bitty manager for a while until I got out of that, dealing with people is different. It's just different when you got to deal with managing. He got to manage 53 and then plus other people. Dealing with people takes skill, and that's where he does. That's what he doesn't have. He can know about football, but
everybody in that locker room is basically every man for himself right now.
It's every man for himself.
Because everybody knows there's nothing on solid ground in Indianapolis. This is not a team. This is a bunch of guys who's trying to play for their next job. That's it.
That's it, man. It's really pitiful. And then going, I know you're going to do the Lakers, but I just had to say that I know you're probably going to mention some trade. I would trade all three of the big guys, start over again. I know L.A. is like this Showtime place, but think about it. It doesn't take long to rebuild. And if they did it right, they could be right back in order in 2 years. And I don't know why they're so scared to do it. LeBron would be the first to go. That shooting and stuff he did the other day against Utah was the worst. I coached basketball, third and fourth graders, and I showed them that. And that was the worst that I've ever seen. That was terrible. Horrible. He's horrible.
LeBron James took worse shots than third and fourth graders?
Did you see that game against Utah? Did you happen to see that?
I had it on in the background here in the studio.
Oh, my God. They highlighted it on Shannon and Skip's show. And once I saw it highlighted, it was even worse than when I saw it in action. Why do you take 27-footers shooting air? Why do you do that over and over and over and over?
Did you
even against the Pelicans?
Wasn't there a show that used to come on television, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Remember that show?
I remember that, and it's like I told one of the players, young boys, I said, LeBron is so big, if he just drives to the basket, he's gonna get an and one every time.
His ass is old. He's old now. Okay,
we need him. Thanks, JR.
He ain't going. Thank you, Ramon, for calling from Indianapolis. This is not young LeBron. Okay, you got to jack up them shots so he can catch Kareem. He has to be very judicious as to when he drives to the basket, because ain't nobody trying to get hacked and whacked and abused. Everybody breaks down. If I was LeBron, I'd be taking 50-foot jumpers, too. Oh, my God. Hey, Shep, what is this LeBron number? What is this?
I mean, to, you know, your point, LeBron right now is about extending his career. He's certainly playing that up. 1 of 16 from three in the month of November. That equates to 6% for the quote-unquote king.
LeBron James is shooting 6% from three?
Yep.
For anyone who doesn't know a damn thing about basketball, an excellent three-point shooter is going to knock down about 40% of his threes. A good one is going to knock down, I don't know, anywhere between 36 plus. An average guy will knock down about 33. And once you start going below that, then you should probably think about not shooting. He's shooting what percent now? Say it again.
He's shooting 6% from three.
Okay. So, no. Let's do the math again. Let's slow down here. You're doing too much.
I'm doing too much?
Yes.
Gotcha.
An excellent shooter shooting 40.
Uh-huh.
A good one is going to maybe pop between 35 to 40.
Sounds about right.
33 is going to be give or take average.
Yeah.
And LeBron James is shooting what?
6% from downtown in the month of November. But there's an even more troubling statistic for LeBron James. he is shooting, I kid you not, less than 42%. This is a guy now in year 20 from the free throw line for this month.
Well, damn.
That is embarrassingly
it is
awful. And LeBron James has, I mean, the old adage, it's a free throw. If you are not making 50% of your free throws in your 20, and your names are not Will Chamberlain, Shaquille O'Neal, and Chris Dudley, let's throw in Ben Wallace there too, you need to seriously reevaluate what you are doing with your career at this point. And that even applies for LeBron James.
Well, overall for the season, he's shooting 70%. Which is pretty much his rate for the past few seasons.
But to that point, going to 41.7% in the month of November, that's a huge dip.
And it is.
But we're not talking just one game here either.
Yes, but it's still a small sample size. Even though I crap on him and we crap on him here for shooting 6%, which is absolute trash, he's obviously in a shooting slump. And so I don't want to take that away from him. Do I think that's going to be his rate for the entire season? No. Could it be? Maybe. I highly doubt it.
It's hard to believe, JR, when you have 30 teams in the NBA, the Lakers, led by LeBron James, have the second fewest wins in the entire league.
He's not the same player.
Don't take the big time money. Don't take the big time money.
Oh my God!
If you're not that type of a player, then
so tell Ben Simmons that.
Well, wait. But that is so unjust and unfair to LeBron. I'm not saying what you're saying, JR, but I would never ever fall for that trap to ever say Ben Simmons and LeBron James, aside from being transcendent.
Save your breath. It's okay. Not about comparing them as players.
Good.
It's the thought or the idea of then don't take the money.
JR, by him taking the max contract, and I understand he's in year 20, so he can't take the 5-year deal that a Steph Curry could, et cetera, Dame Lillard, et cetera. But the fact that he does take so much money, it obviously restricts and impedes what you can do with the rest of your salary cap. Hence, you get Matt Ryan, not the Boston College Ryan, shooting game-winning threes, and that's one of the two wins you have in a 10-game season so far.
Did you just insult both Matt Ryans?
I think I did, but the reality is when you have Austin Reeves and Matt Ryan as your two best shooters, the fact that you have two wins out of 10, like, that's a minor miracle in and of itself.
You want LeBron James to make $2 million this year?
No. I didn't say that, but you have to allow your roster to have some level of flexibility where you can go out and be pragmatic in attaining guys such as Buddy Hield, Miles Turner, individuals.
They're under contract to other teams.
I know. I understand that, but you don't. What I'm saying is, you don't have who are the big guys they got this year back?
No,
they got Dennis Schroeder.
There was no one available that they were going to add that was going to make a difference as a free agent. Nobody. And if you think about this, is the approach. It's more than looking at it as just basketball salary. The reality is, all things considered, from a basketball standpoint, and it's all good and well to finally cross over into the realm of being a billionaire as a net worth. The man, from a basketball salary perspective and standpoint, has been underpaid. And so I would never insinuate, oh my God, he should take less money so they could be more competitive. The team around him, and this is not to absolve him, because over the past several years, he's had plenty to do with, unfortunately, the Lakers' fall, but I don't think it has a lot to do with how much of the salary cap, you know, he eats up. It has to do with who he wants to play with, and we see one of those examples now with Russell Westbrook. And Russell Westbrook at this point is not even the main ire of the team. We know he's now coming off of the bench. He's accepted that role. LeBron James just sat out the last game with a busted up foot. He'll probably be back soon, but he's going to need maintenance throughout the course of his career. And the latest guy to kind of get smacked around, I guess because he's actually healthy right now, is Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis is a 22-11 guy, and he just looks like a mummy. Maybe part of it is an accumulation of the injuries that he has sustained over the course of his career. He's going to turn 30 years old next year, which is wild. I remember watching him play in the Final Four for Kentucky. I remember buying a ticket to see him. I just so happened to be in New Orleans, I don't know, a year or two after he got drafted. And I was like, oh, well, the Pelicans are here. Let me go see Anthony Davis play. He was flying all over the place and blocking shots. And at this point, it looks like Anthony Davis as a basketball player has peaked. It's like he peaked in the bubble. What were we supposed to think? His ridiculous athleticism and his mobility and dexterity was going to last? Hell no. He's a little bit older, a little bit heavier, has a little bit of wear, well, not a little bit of wear and tear. I mean, every joke you see of Anthony Davis, this man is getting pushed around in a wheelchair. They're calling him Sam Jackson from Unbreakable. I saw that, Shep. Did you see that one? I know you did.
I did not, unfortunately.
You didn't see Unbreakable with Bruce Willis?
No, I don't watch. You know, I shouldn't say anything bad about Bruce Willis because I know he's struggling health-wise.
You didn't like Die Hard?
I'm gonna plead the fifth and be classic because I know Bruce Willis is going through things personally. So
you didn't? Did you see all three of them or four of them? I didn't see all five or six of them. I stopped at like the third one. You didn't see the first three Die Hards?
I think Bruce Willis should be is very lucky. I think sometimes
Shep,
better to be lucky than good.
Shep, over the holidays, what did you tell me to watch over the holidays? Friends?
I would say catch one episode of Friends. Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Fine. I'll watch one 22-minute episode of Friends.
You I get a raw deal. No, because Die Hard's what, two and a half hours?
It is 2 hours of a classic movie.
If I want to watch bad action movies, I'll just you know, Google search Steven Seagal and find something of his.
Die Hard is one of the best action movies ever.
I don't know about it. Isn't Die Hard
you
a
never
saw
isn't
it a comedy?
No, it takes place on Christmas.
Okay, it's a holiday. I don't think, all right. I just don't think Bruce Willis brings really anything to the table, if I'm being perfectly honest.
How are you going to say you never saw Die Hard? How are you going to say that?
Because I know Bruce Willis's character. He's a man of few words, and he has his dry sense of humor.
What is, and, but you never,
and he has
that
a stunt,
was his,
and he has a stunt double. I don't think Bruce Willis
that
is all
was,
that talented.
That was his first huge, gigantic hit. You don't know unless you see it.
Okay.
You got to see Die Hard. Anyway. The Los Angeles Lakers, they need to die hard, similar to Anthony Davis in his career. Anthony Davis, he talked about their latest loss. He talked about what it feels like to be 2-8. Listen to the question and listen to his response.
For a player like you who is not at the start of your career, how are you handling where this team is today?
Obviously, it sucks. You know, we don't want to be 2-8 at all. You know, we got guys out. You know, Pat and Lonnie didn't play. Bron, you know, DS has yet to play. Thomas, like, it sucks for sure. You got to look at big picture. I mean, it's been 10 games, but still, you know, fairly early in the season. 2-8 is a hard pill for me to swallow.
Do something about it. Aren't you top 75? Didn't you win a championship in the bubble? Haven't you been on the all-defensive team? Weren't you drafted number one overall? Aren't you an eight-time all-star? Aren't you 6'11"? Didn't you get a growth spurt when you were five? So now you got handles and can move like a guard. Isn't that who you are? Do something about it. You want to talk about how bad LeBron is of a shooter. Anthony Davis now is sub 30% from three. That was supposed to be his thing. I get you from the inside. I get you from the outside. I got long, gigantic arms. I can D you up. I do something. I guess making 37 and now then 40 million and then 40 plus million dollars a year made him real comfortable. LeBron James is probably kicking himself. He's like, damn it, I thought it was a good idea to play with Westbrook. He's like, man, like, I won a championship with Anthony Davis, and now Anthony Davis thinks this is just vacation here in L.A. Take the game over, man. You afraid you're going to break a pinky? Anthony Davis, what a disappointment. At least he's been honest in his tenure, though. It was 2 years ago when he signed that extension, the 5 years, almost $200 million deal. The realest thing I've ever heard an athlete say was, "You damn right I took the money because I may break a fingernail tomorrow." Listen to Anthony Davis from 2 years ago.
It wasn't a matter of, you know, was I coming back or not. I think it was just more so, you know, figuring out, you know, the contract length. I just wanted to be here. I want to be here. My family wants to be here. I love this organization. I love the coaching staff that we have. Also, you know, the reality of things, too. I do have a little history with injuries. A two-year deal, you kind of bet on yourself. You know, do I get to that? You know, God forbid, knock on wood, something happens. I wanted to secure the most amount of years possible, so I thought the five-year deal.
Yeah. I'm injury prone, so I needed to take the money. And living and playing in Los Angeles for $200 million where I can kind of coast, chill, and relax, not too bad. I can visit my family in Chicago in the summertime, and we can spend the winters here in L.A. Doesn't sound so bad for Anthony Davis. If I'm the Los Angeles Lakers, and I'm 2-8, and I got LeBron James, and I got Anthony Davis, and I got Russell Westbrook, he can go. Anthony Davis, he can go. And damn it, if I can get a decent haul in for a long term without LeBron, LeBron can go as well. That's not going to happen. So the reality is, Anthony Davis, if you find a taker, who the hell would want him? Maybe the dumbass New York Knicks. Move him. If you can find a sucker for Westbrook, move him. The Lakers are a joke, 2-8. The Utah Jazz are out here trying to lose on purpose, and they are better than the Lakers. What do you think the Lakers should do with Anthony Davis? What should they do with Russell Westbrook? Because ain't no turnaround for this season. It's just more suffering. While LeBron scores more points than Kareem. I'm going to take your calls on the other side. I'll tell you about Dwight Howard, and we got more. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, man, this is going to be cliche as a mug, but long time listener, first time caller, man, and I appreciate your show big time. You have so much insight. I just want to give you props on that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
The Los Angeles Lakers have three future Hall of Famers on this squad. The Los Angeles Lakers have three players who are in that NBA top 75. The Los Angeles Lakers have a record of 2-8. We've known Russell Westbrook is on borrowed time. Expiring contract. Starting, coming off the bench, doesn't matter. $47 million, that's an expensive-ass bench player. But we know the writing is on the wall. LeBron James just signing a new two-year deal, getting 50 per. He ain't going anywhere. And then Anthony Davis, 2 years ago, he signed a five-year, $200 million deal himself. But when you're 2-8 and you got LeBron James, who can still play at a high level, he's not what he was, but he is still one of the best players in the game, you got to move Anthony Davis too. Yeah, you won a championship in a bubble, but he got to get the boot. Uninspired, actually healthy now. I guess this is Anthony Davis trying to stay healthy. He talked about entering into the season and coming in healthy and maintaining that. Well, I guess he just needs to go slow motion. But actually playing hard will lead him to the bench or the emergency room or trainer's table. If there's a sucker out there for Anthony Davis, the Lakers need to find, identify him, and bring him in. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you're the Lakers, what do you do? I'd move LeBron if I could, but that ain't happening. Tony's calling from Massachusetts. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yo, JR, you funny, man. You have me cracking up, man. So the bottom line is, man, the Lakers, they got their chip. They mortgaged their future. If I'm them, I'm moving everybody, man. And I know the numbers, I mean, they ain't going to get nothing for Westbrook. Don't nobody want him. Anthony Davis, that contract is ridiculous. He might not even make it through a season. And LeBron can still play, but it's like all he want to play with is like all his buddies from that old-timers league, man. He keep bringing in. I'm looking at all the talent that they got rid of, all them young talents that's spread across the NBA right now, the Pelicans, the Bullets, D'Angelo Russell they had. And I'm like, man, I know they like, why did we do that? But I get it. They wanted the chip, but now they got to pay the price because I don't see how they can move anything. I would move everybody and start all over. That's what I would do.
Yeah, it's unlikely, though. That would include LeBron, and nah, that's – I don't see them hitting that button.
I mean, Dan, me and you both know, when they brought LeBron in, they should have just said, well, he's a player GM, because when they brought him, it was basically he was the GM. So they ain't even need that. And now they're at a point where somebody got to make a tough decision. I'm trying to – the most valuable one is Anthony Davis, but how are they going to – who's going to take him with that contract, man? And you got to get stuff back from him. You just can't, like, okay, just take on his contract. You need draft picks, and you need some players back, man. I'm going to hang up and listen to you, man, because I know you know.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you, Tony, for calling from Massachusetts. I don't know. You'd have to find a sucker to take back Anthony Davis. A sucker. Because what has Anthony Davis won by himself? He was the best player right there along with LeBron James in the bubble. I was hoping he would stay in New Orleans, but he didn't want to. Anthony Davis, I don't think, is going to win you a championship as the best guy on the team. Not at all. 855-212-4CBS. Mario was calling from right here in Rochester. Hey, Mario, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, man? We in the same city.
Welcome to Rochester, sir.
Well, thank you. What do I need to eat while I'm here?
Well, I don't know how long you're here, but you might want to stop by Abilene's Bar and Lounge, which is right next door to where I live, out on Liberty Pole Way, across from the Harrow East building.
Sounds like a trap.
Yeah. But anyway, did you see It's a Good Day to Die Hard with Bruce Willis and the other guy that played the son when they both got together
that?
And kicked some ass?
Was that Die Hard 20? I didn't see that one.
That was the last one I've seen him make.
No, I
it's
did.
It's a good day to Die Hard, yep.
No,
but anyway, do you think it would have been more admirable if Jeff Saturday said, thank you for even considering me in hiring me for the interim position, but I see you have other coaches that have hands-on experience already, which I think it'd be best if they took over versus myself. And, you know, just be honest with yourself. But if he's into the limelight, well,
look, it's
that's
tough.
Where he'll be versus it's, ESPN.
No, I wouldn't think it would be admirable for Jeff Saturday to say, no, I've never coached a game, so I'm not going to take the job, or someone deserves it more than me. There are only 32 head coaching spots, jobs, and opportunities.
Right.
It's a job that a lot of folks want. You can look at any roster on the NFL, any coaching, I should say, coaching staff in the NFL, and you're gonna have 20 plus coaches, guys who all want the top spot. Some of them are former film coordinators. You have a lot of them who are former players. And to be a former player and know that you, quote-unquote, skip the line and you're going to get a short-term chance? I can't knock Jeff Saturday for just taking the job and, you know, taking the bumps that might come with it.
Well, I wish him well on it. I mean, I'm sure Peyton Manning's giving a little few tips on the side.
I'm sure. He's getting all the Manning cast help that he can get. Hey, Mario, thank you for calling from here in Rochester. The city's been amazing to me so far.
Well, don't leave so quick. Stick around.
Well, don't all kidnap right. me. Thank you, Mario.
Oh, come on.
saying, I don't know. Thank you, Mario. I like my freedom. Don't take me away. He's like, hey, I got this good place to eat right down the block from me. I'm like, I don't think I want to go there. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side, and I'm going to tell you about an NBA player who's going to play on the other side of the planet. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I appreciate you. I'm grateful for your brand of sports talk. You are the best. And I appreciate you keeping us entertained, informed with your hard-hitting and beautiful style of sports talk.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Oh, I'm trying my best. That's all I can do is try, right? It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard and you. The phone lines are hot, they bumping, they busy. They're on fire. NBA Jam, you know NBA Jam. You know, one of the cool things that I saw when I arrived here at Rochester Airport over the past couple days, I get off the plane and I see, like, the world's biggest video game console. There's, like, a giant fake television with Pong on it. I'm like, what am I, the Twilight Zone? Something. It's like an arcade museum or something here. I need to go check that out. If you're in Rochester, you know what that is. Let me know. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. We've been talking about Anthony Davis. The only way that he would probably be good consistently would be in a video game if another human being was in control of him.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
Totally unrelated. Terrible. You never played NBA Jam?
Oh, I'm sorry. You don't like EA Sports?
What does that have to do with EA Sports as NBA Jam? Did I screw that up?
EA Sports is a great video game.
No, but is that NBA Jam? That NBA Jam was like a claim or something like that.
Oh, EA Sports is, when people think of video games, they think of EA Sports before they think of NBA Jam.
No. NBA Jam, Midway Acclaim. I can't believe you just said that, Shep.
I'm not trying to be funny or
no,
ironic.
No. That was not good, man. Shep, you understand I like you. You know that, right?
Of course.
I like you a lot. I love you. You understand that, right?
The feeling is mutual, but why is that so bad, though? No, I'm trying to have a teachable moment here. Why? What is so wrong with EA Sports compared to NBA Jam? EA Sports is more what people did when we grew up. No? I'm going to quit while I'm not ahead and just shut up.
EA Sports. You see, now you got me thinking. EA Sports is Madden, correct? No?
Yes, thank you.
EA Sports was also NBA Live, right?
Yes.
That's all good. If you got to think about sports video games, yes, of course there was Madden. NBA Jam is in its own space and own lane as a classic, as an arcade classic. Boom Shaka, yes. Boom Shakalaka. And then he's on fire. Like, that's classic. That is iconic. it doesn't exist now in the same way, maybe if at all, like in like Madden. And I don't, people still play Madden, I guess. Everything I hear about it is it hasn't changed in 10.
He's on fire.
There you go. Like, I have visions of playing with the Houston Rockets in my head right now.
He's on fire.
NBA Jam is a classic by itself. Has nothing to do with EA. Has nothing to do with Madden. NBA Jam. I have NBA Jam right now in my house.
Head fake for two. No good.
If I want to play NBA Jam, I can. That's how damn good it is. It's amazing.
I still think EA Sports takes the cake, though. I understand NBA Jam.
No, it's not a matter of comparison. It's like, it's
both,
like,
both it's artists, like, and we shouldn't compare.
Yeah, it's like Thanksgiving is coming up, right?
It's like the Oscar winners that say there shouldn't be any kind of competition, even they don't want to win.
No.
Is that where this is
It's like Thanksgiving. It's like going to somebody's house during Thanksgiving, and I don't know what type of pies people eat. Apple pie, apple peach cobbler. I don't know what people eat. But it's like saying, I like that pie and that one. I don't care about that one. Well, it's a preference. They're, NBA Jam is a classic, man. When I think about basketball games, video games for basketball, it's NBA Jam is probably the most classic basketball game that we have ever seen. What's the one that's at 2K? People are buying and playing 2K like people used to buy and play Madden.
But JR, Madden, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Madden is a religion. Like, that is a game that people, I mean, they hypothesize and theorize and ruminate over that game as if they're like lifelong chess addicts.
No,
I don't think NBA Jam has the same type of following, nor, you know, cult.
For people who played basketball video games.
I don't know.
The answer is there was no other basketball video game in that same space being a classic until we got to EA with Live.
They have NBA Jam across the country competitions where, like, people devote their lives to it the way they do John Madden in his video game.
Yeah, 30 years ago, 35 years ago, yes, this arcade game was everywhere.
I think the Ken Griffey Jr. game even takes the cake.
No,
over NBA
you're missing a point.
Yeah.
You're talking about a football game.
Right.
Now you're telling me about a baseball game.
Yeah.
I'm telling you about the classic basketball game. That's it.
Got it.
There's nothing else that has nothing to do with Madden. It has nothing to do. You might as well tell me about, you know, Mario and Luigi. It doesn't have anything to do. Tell me about Mortal Kombat now. It doesn't have anything to do with NBA Jam.
Right.
Nothing.
You know what I remember? I remember the game. Where you had like the plastic toy guns and you would like shoot at the ducks. You remember what I'm talking about?
Duck Hunt?
Those were great games. Yeah, those are fun. I'm talking more simple times, obviously. Now guns have different meanings for young kids, so I'm not promoting that in any way, shape, or form. But those were the good old days, JR.
Bruh, I liked Galaga. I like Super Mario, all iterations, except for the one where he became 3D. I didn't get with that. You know, when Mario could start moving around different worlds, I'm like, no, Mario needs to strictly be 2D for me. If he's not 2D, I'm not interested. But sign me up. NBA Jam. I could play NBA Jam right now, today.
I don't think your fans would be too happy with that, but.
Over what? What's the problem?
Well, because
people listening to me right now.
Yeah.
If they played video games 30, 35, and 40 years ago.
Right.
If you played basketball, you played NBA Jam. That's it. That's what you played. Whether you played it with a quarter or whether you had it in your house on a Super Nintendo or Sega, you played NBA Jam. That's it.
Sonic the Hedgehog. Underrated video game.
You see, not you going all over the place.
I understand that. I just think you're hyping up NBA Jam a little too much. That's all I'm saying. It's a fun game, but I don't think it has the same kind of fervishness that these other games that I've mentioned have. That's all.
Incorrect.
Okay.
The same.
All right.
What was the other basketball game?
But I don't think basketball. I don't think basketball. Like there was like NBA Jam.
Yeah.
Right. There was 2K. Right.
Well, that came after.
Right. But I don't see. Here's my point. I don't think basketball ever came close in the vicinity of having the same reverence and love and fever pitchness admiration that people have had for the NFL football franchise, specifically
Madden.
That's all I'm saying.
Yes,
they don't compare.
You're right. That I'm not taking that away.
Right.
But that doesn't mean any less that NBA Jam is an all-time classic game.
It kind of died out, though. Like, people still play Madden to this day. I don't think anyone plays NBA Jam anymore.
Well, the company that made it is defunct.
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't mean it doesn't exist, though.
Midway.
They're not producing anymore, but it should still be in existence in theory.
Well, if I can go home back to Georgia and I could put on NBA Jam, then I'll tell you damn right it exists in my house.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But I don't think most people share that same sentiment, that's all.
No, not true. If I walk, I'm here in Rochester.
Yes.
If I plugged the Super Nintendo up to a television in here and I had NBA Jam,
right,
I'd have a bunch of 35, 40, and 50-year-old men who would go, oh, my God, and they would want to play. That's it. Because it's a classic. It's nostalgic. There's no comparison. There's nothing to compare it to.
Is there free booze and food and pool and pinball machines? Because if it's just the video game, that's not enough of a selling point, particularly this one.
By the way, to everyone listening, this is the same individual who about 30 minutes ago said he has never seen a Die Hard film.
Wait, I've come across it. I've never had the patience nor interest to continue to watch it. There's a big distinction there.
Oh, so let me say that again.
Yeah.
The man who just downplayed NBA Jam.
Yeah.
This is the same man who has never seen Die Hard.
Well, I've never wanted to watch it to its entirety, JR, because I'm not the first person to ever say Bruce Willis, God bless him. I know he's going through his health issues right now. He is a very overrated actor. I'm sorry. I have to say it.
You sit down and you watch Friends instead.
He was not Friends, by the way.
No, you watch Friends, and I'll play NBA Jam and watch Die Hard. We all got our choices here. I've made mine. NBA Jam and Die Hard, and you can watch Friends and Gone with the Wind. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month. This is your operating system talking, not your computers or your phones, but your internal human operating system. I'm feeling a little overloaded. Here's how you can ease my stress. Close your eyes or softly gaze at something in front of you. Now inhale for 4 counts, exhale for 6. Keep repeating. Much better. Longer term, there's BetterHelp Online Therapy. They'll match us with a licensed therapist we can connect with via video, phone, or chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on our first month. If you're feeling down and having trouble getting up in the morning, here's a tip. Brush your teeth. That's it. Often when we wake up, our brains go into planning mode, which leads to overthinking and stress before our head even leaves the pillow. Something simple like brushing your teeth can break that cycle and jumpstart your day. This tip was brought to you by BetterHelp Online Therapy, which connects you with a licensed therapist via video, phone, or online chat. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive and save 10% on your first month.